This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here is an important clip from presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about how he wants to deal with the corruption in the medical industry.
And my censorship was less impactful on my life. I have, because of my background, because of my history as a successful attorney and the relationships I built over time, I have a certain amount of resilience so that they could not completely crush me. But there are other people. There are just, you know, there are doctors like Peter McCulloch, who I know is a friend of this show, and Robert Malone, and Ryan Cole, who are, you know, Ryan Cole is just he's a humble physician and business guy from Idaho. And you're going to now go in and try to take his life, medical license, and ruin his life and destroy his family so he can't pay his mortgage. And so many doctors suffered like that. And that is, that's inexcusable. And we need to make sure that that can never happen again. And, you know, one of the things I'd love to talk to you guys about sometime is just the role of the medical boards in deplatforming.
Oh, boy.
And
go ahead, Bobby. Sorry.
I just want to say one last thing, which is you brought up this terrible bill in California, which is now going to, you know, it's a doctor don't treat your patient bill. It's a doctor,
right.
You know, that makes it does something that is really breathtaking, which is it shatters this 2,800 year old relationship between physicians and their patients that has existed since Hippocrates, where that patient, you know, when you go to your doctor that his duty is to you and that he is going to, he's going to use all of his talents, all of his gifts in healing, he or she, to treat you, keep your confidences, and that you're going to be the center of his attention. So you tell the truth to him and you reveal everything to him. And we protect that with laws that are the doctor-patient privilege laws, so that they're going to give you, when you go to your doctor, the best treatment possible. You've now changed that relationship. So the doctor is now not have this special relationship with the patient. He now becomes an agent of the state.
Correct.
And that's what
happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what happens.
Is this,
in Germany,
as terrifying as it is, it is. As we say, as terrifying as it is to a patient, it should be far, I mean, to a physician, 2098 is terrifying to physicians. It should be far more terrifying to patients because you can no longer trust that the advice or course of treatment that your physician is suggesting is because he or she believes based on his or her experience, what they've read in the journals, their background, their training is the right thing. Or is it simply because they can't afford to lose their license because they've got a mortgage to pay? So
you can't trust
what your doctor says.
Or are they treating you for the good of other people? Which is what,
right.
You know, are they giving you this treatment, which is not benefiting you, but it's good for the community in their minds.
Right.
And they have this tremendous power because we represented a lot of these physicians. You know, one of the things I was doing at CHD was bankrolling cases for these physicians who were getting steamrolled and then representing them and making sure they had good counsel. And those cases always get lost. We lose them all every time because the power of those medical boards the courts look at them as kind of a club, that they're not really a governmental organization, that it's a club. And being a doctor is being part of a club. And if you're part of a club, the club can get rid of you no matter for good reason or bad reason. And the club can lie. They can cheat. They can steal. They can do anything they want. And the courts can't interfere with it. It's really just a breathtaking power that they exercise. And, you know, when I get in there, I'm going to figure out how to fix that. I don't know exactly how because they're state operated, but there's going to be, I'm going to figure out a federal lever to either
right,
to
that would be
punish that behavior or just to make sure that doctors are never victimized again. Doctors ought to be able to treat their patients without somebody looking over their shoulder. It's been terrible what's happened the last 3 years. And the doctors...
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We're now at hour number two of the Alex Jones Show on this live Tuesday edition. Dr. James Lindsay is an incredible mathematician, a scientist. He's written 6 books on the whole globalist New World Order program. And I'm telling you, this guy is probably the best mind when it comes to describing the nuances and systems they're using for the total takeover of society. Now, it's a 29-minute speech. We're not going to air the whole thing here, but we're going to air most of it. And again, it's been posted on the live show feed at InfoWars.com. This is a speech he recently gave as a guest at the European Union Parliament. And people are probably going to say, well, I thought the EU was corrupt and bad. The EU was set up as a steel trade agreement after World War II in 1947 by an unelected group of corporations. And they had the governments sign onto that and give them a blank check of power. Just like the UN is trying to get us to sign on and other countries to this treaty to take over our health care right now. And once they have that blank check and once we go along with it, they will be in charge of our country. So it's the very same system over and over again. So in 47, they have the Steel Agreement. In 56, they have the Treaty of Rome. And since then, we've had the European Union. Now, I remember when I was first on air 30 years ago or 29 years ago, the New York Times said it was a conspiracy theory that there was even a European Union. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, they said, okay, it's real, and we're taking over. And, of course, then now they're setting up internal borders to travel in Europe, but getting rid of the borders outside Europe to flood them with third world replacement migration population. So he does an excellent job explaining what Karl Marx meant by this perfect socialist society, and that's the reason in his office, in many photographs taken with him, Klaus Schwab has a bust of V.I. Lenin, one of the biggest mass murderers in history. So why are the richest people on earth financing and funding communism? We're going to be laying this out more and more here on the broadcast. I'm writing a book on the subject as well, but I wanted you to hear large portions of this speech, and then Owen will come back with breaking news and information and a special guest. But here is a large excerpt of the EU speech. Please go get it and share it. We've uploaded it at band.video, the whole speech. Again, it's at InfoWars.com. This information is critical to understand the enemy, because if we just attack one head of the Hydra, critical race theory or transgenderism or open borders or all the genetic engineering, they're going to win. But if we understand the heart and the core to this, quote, scientific takeover, that's why they say trust the science, because it is scientists running it, but it's the science of control. If we understand the big picture, we're going to win. And I know I hammer that over and over again. So here is the speech from the beginning. I want to encourage viewers and listeners, again, to share this. And I want to encourage you to remember, only way we stay on air is your financial support. And I want to thank you for your support. Plus, we've got really great products you need, like X3 back in stock, Turbo Force back in stock. We've got Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. We have the best CBD oil, highest quality, lowest price you're going to find. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Nitric Boost that cleans out your blood. Everybody should be taking that. It's just amazing what it does. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But let's first now go ahead and go to part of this very important speech.
Woke is Maoism, with American characteristics, if I might borrow from Mao himself, who said that his philosophy was Marxism-Leninism with Chinese characteristics. And so when he says we must seize the means of production, and he's talking about factories and fields, he's actually talking about how we construct who we are as human beings so that we might complete ourselves, so that we might complete history. And at the end of history, mankind will remember that he is a social being, and we will have a socialist society, a perfect communism that transcends private property, is how he put it. In 1993, Cheryl Harris wrote a long article for the Harvard Law Review called Whiteness as Property. She explained that whiteness, or white privilege, constitutes a kind of cultural private property. She says it must be abolished in order to have racial justice. Just like Karl Marx said that in the Communist Manifesto, he wrote, communism can be summarized in a single sentence, the abolition of private property. Why on earth is this very American phenomenon about slavery and so on that doesn't apply to our country? Why is it popular here? It's because it's not about history at all. It's not about slavery at all. Those are excuses that they use. It's about creating a class consciousness that's against this form of property called whiteness, that's against the dominant culture that may just be a matter of fact, say, if you're in Europe. I wrote a book called Race Marxism, and I defined critical race theory as it really is. In that book, on the first page, I said that critical race theory is calling everything you want to control racist until you control it. Woke is Marxism, evolved to attack the West. If you don't understand that, you will not act correctly. You will not cure it, and it will conquer your countries. It will conquer all of Europe, and we will have a very, very long, sustainable, and inclusive future with absolutely no freedom. Hello, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I want to address something Tom just said, which is, in fact, that woke is supposed to advance equity in Europe. So here's the definition of equity, and see if it sounds like a definition of anything else you've ever heard of. The definition of equity comes from the public administration literature. It was written by a man named George Frederickson. And the definition is an administered political economy in which shares are adjusted so that citizens are made equal. Does that sound like anything you've heard of before? Like socialism? They're going to administer an economy to make shares equal. The only difference between equity and socialism is the type of property that they redistribute, the type of shares. They're going to redistribute social and cultural capital in addition to economic and material capital. And so this is my thesis when we say, what is woke? Woke is Maoism with American characteristics, if I might borrow from Mao himself, who said that his philosophy was Marxism-Leninism with Chinese characteristics, which means woke is Marxism. That's a very provocative statement. It's something you will certainly hear it is not, that it is different. And the professors and the philosophers will spend a large amount of time explaining to you why. No, it's about economics when it's Marxism. This is social. This is cultural. This is different. It's not different. I need you to think biologically for one moment. And I don't mean about your bodies. We could do that. That's a different topic. I want you to think how we organize plants and animals when we study them. They're species, but above species, there are the genus of the animals. So you think like the cats, all the cats, but you have tigers, you have lions, you have house cats, you have whatever, leopards, many different kinds of cats. If we think of Marxism as a genus of ideological thought, then classical economic Marxism is a species. Radical feminism is a species in this same genus. Critical race theory is a species in this genus. Queer theory is a species in this genus. Post-colonial theory that's plaguing Europe is a species in this genus. And they have something that binds them together called intersectionality that makes them treated as if they are all one thing. But the logic is Marxist, and I want to convince you of that. Because Marx had a very simple proposition, but we get lost. We think that Marx was talking about economics because he often talked about economics. He wrote a book called Capital. It's a very famous book. And we think, well, this is about economic theory. But this isn't true. It's only true on the surface. If we go below the surface, what Marx was talking about was something different. We know what Marx's hypothesis was that we must seize the means of production if we're going to bring socialism to the nations, to the world. We have to seize the means of production. So we have to ask, what does he mean? And if we think that it's about capital, then we miss what he means. If you think it's about the means of production in the factory with a hammer, and the means of production in the field with a sickle, then you miss what it means. Because Marx explained what makes human beings special in his earlier writings. And what makes human beings special is that man is a being that is incomplete and knows that he is incomplete. He is a man whose true nature has been forgotten to him, which is social being. He is a socialist at heart who doesn't realize it. And the reason he doesn't realize it is because of the economic conditions operating as a means of construction or production.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's a kind of cultural private property. She says it must be abolished in order to have racial justice. Just like Karl Marx said that in the Communist Manifesto, he wrote, communism can be summarized in a single sentence, the abolition of private property. Well, this is why critical race theory calls to abolish whiteness, because whiteness is a form of private property. People who have access to this property are whites or white adjacent, or they act white. These are words out of the American lexicon that they've used to describe how people gain access to the private property. People without that are people of color, and they are oppressed by systemic racism. Systemic racism is enforced by an ideology of white supremacy instead of capitalism. If you think of whiteness as a form of cultural capital, white supremacy, as they define it, is identical to capitalism. It's the belief, it's not believing that white people are superior. It's believing that white people have access to the control of society and should maintain that. Even if you don't actually believe that, if you merely support that, you have adopted the ideology of white supremacy into your mind. And so you have the exact same system. And the goal is to awaken a racial consciousness in people so that they will band together as a class and seize the means of cultural production so that white cultural production is no longer the dominant mode. It's a big mystery in Europe, I know, in the UK, throughout Europe, I hear this question again and again. Why on earth is this very American phenomenon about slavery and so on that doesn't apply to our country? Why is it popular here? It's because it's not about history at all. It's not about slavery at all. Those are excuses that they use. It's about creating a class consciousness that's against this form of property called whiteness, that's against the dominant culture that may just be a matter of fact, say, if you're in Europe. That's why. Because it becomes a site by which people can come together and they can channel resentment and try to claim power. I wrote a book called Race Marxism, and I defined critical race theory as it really is in that book on the first page. I said that critical race theory is calling everything you want to control racist until you control it. But couldn't we say the same about Marxism? It's calling everything you want to control bourgeois until you control it. But those mean the same thing. They mean exactly the same thing. But what about, say, queer theory? How is that Marxist? It's very strange, all this gender and sex and sexuality. Well, Tom said, what is woke attack? It's the idea of being normal. Well, the queer theory thinks that there are certain people who get to set the norms of society. They are privileged. They call themselves normal. They say this is normal. It's normal to consider yourself a man and look like a man and act like a man and dress like a man and eat meat like a man. And then there are women that should be feminine and pretty and all these things. And so they get to define what's normal. They're heterosexuals, so they get to define the heterosexuality as normal and other sexualities are abnormal. And so you have a conflict across this cultural property of who gets to be considered normal and who is a pervert or a freak or some other term that gets used in their literature. But technically, who is a queer? Which sounds like a slur, but they adopted it, and it's a technical academic term now. It means an identity without an essence, by the way. An identity that is strictly oppositional to the concept of the normal, as defined by queer theorist David Halperin in his 1995 book, Saint Foucault, Toward a Gay Hagiography. I didn't make that up. I'm not extrapolating. So you see, queer theory is just another species of the genus of Marxism. What about post-colonial theory, which is plaguing Europe, thanks to Frantz Fanon and his biggest European fan, Jean-Paul Sartre? What about this? Well, it's the same. You have the West as the oppressor. They have access to the material and cultural wealth of the world because they've decided their culture is the default and have gone and colonized the world to bring culture to the world, as they say. And so the oppressed, the natives around the world, the people have to band together. And their activity is going to be called decolonization. They have to remove every aspect of Western culture. So when they come to Belgium or they come to France or they come to the United States and they say we're going to decolonize the curriculum, or they go to the UK and say we're going to decolonize Shakespeare, this is what they mean. We're going to remove the cultural significance of your cultural artifacts because those cultural artifacts themselves are oppressive to us. This is the same system. It's another species in the exact same genus. And that genus is Marxism, which is a way of thinking about the world. And the goal is always to seize the means of control of the production of man and history and society. Marx merely believed it was through economic means. Now it's through socio-cultural means. The evolution into this sometimes called Western Marxism began in the 1920s. We had a Russian Revolution in 1917, and this did not happen in Europe. And the Marxists in Europe were confused. And so Antonio Gramsci sat down and wrote out some things. And George Lukács sat down and wrote History and Class Consciousness after the failure of the revolution in Hungary. And they wrote what became cultural Marxism. The idea that we have to enter the cultural institutions in order to change them from within, because Western culture has something about it that's repelling socialism. So we have to go inside and change the culture to make it socialist. Now, you aren't allowed to talk about cultural Marxism now. They've categorized this as a conspiracy theory. They say that it is anti-Semitic. This is not true. Antonio Gramsci wrote books. George Lukács wrote books. You can read those books. They have a philosophy. If they don't like the name cultural Marxism, we can use the name that other people at the time used, Western Marxism. So much like, a virus adapting to the conditions, it changed to try to infect a new host. It worked in feudal societies. Marxism took over in Russia. It took over later in China. It took over in all of these kind of agriculturally driven feudal societies, but it wouldn't work in actual capitalist nations because Marx was wrong. Then several Germans from the Frankfurt School started to study this phenomenon in more depth, and they evolved the idea further. They evolved the idea into what's called critical Marxism. They developed what's called the critical theory. And Max Horkheimer, who designed the critical theory, explained the critical theory. And what did he say? He said, well, what we came to realize was that Marx was wrong about one thing. Capitalism does not immiserate the worker. It allows him to build a better life. So I developed the critical theory because it is not possible to articulate the vision of a good society on the terms of the existing society. So critical Marxism criticizes the entirety of the existing society. Everything is somehow needing to be subjected to Marxist conflict analysis. But how is that to be done? They sought an answer through the middle part of the 20th century, and World War II breaks out. The Frankfurt School comes to America, which in this metaphor is the Wuhan Institute of Virology, because gain of function began to happen on the Marxist virus very quickly in America. And American universities adopted these professors from Germany. And Herbert Marcuse, writing in the 1960s, said extremely clearly, this writing in 1969, not only did he say capitalism delivers the goods, gives people a good life, makes them wealthy and comfortable and happy. He also said that the working class is no longer going to be the base of the revolution because of these things. In other words, we don't have to be responsible to the working class anymore, which opens up the ability for Marxists who are seeking power to make friends with the corporations. The bosses are no longer the enemy, they're an opportunity. Because the working class is irrelevant. He said the energy is somewhere else. He said it's in the racial minorities. The sexual minorities, the feminists, the outsiders, that's who he said have the energy for a Marxist revolution in the West, not the working class. And so Marxism was...
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Let's go back to this powerful speech from Dr. James Lindsay.
Culture industry. An industry that commodifies and packages culture and sells it back to people. So supposedly stripped of what it actually is. Empty. Abstract now. And so what, of course, did they do? They seized the means of production of the culture industry, because that's what they do. And so they started to transform the culture industry to sell racial, sexual, gender, sexuality-based agitprop, as though that were genuine culture. And so we get concepts like cultural appropriation. We get concepts like cultural relevance, cultural this, cultural that, cultural everything. And it's all provided in pastiche. It's all provided as a mockery of what's really going on. And this evolved in America's highly racialized context. And we ended up with woke. a form of identity-based Marxism, a constellation of Marxist species that all work with the same operating premise but locate themselves in different, and I'll use the German term here for this, folk. LGBTQ is a folk. And they get folkish identity there and become activists. The black community is a folk. How do I know? That's what W.E.B. Du Bois said it would be when he laid down the foundations that became critical race theory later. They think of themselves as nations. Don't they all have flags? Don't they put them on your buildings like colonizers? Don't they hang them in your streets? They think of themselves as occupying nations, but they see themselves as bound together, just like the various colonized nations around the world, in seeking liberation from Western civilization. And so we end up with Western Marxism taking many forms.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now this is a long speech. There is some time remaining on it. We're going to stop this right here, and I will let you know the full speech will be posted to band.video. In fact, it's already up on band.video. If you guys could just put that on the screen for me, I'll give them the title. And, of course, the link is also at Infowars.com. So if you're looking for the full clip there, the full video, Infowars.com and band.video, there's a channel called Trans War on Humanity, and the title is Woke Culture is Modern Maoism Tailor-Made to Destroy the West. And that's where you can find that full video clip, as well as many other video clips on band.video, banned video clips that the corrupt establishment, the corrupt government, does not want you to see. All right, I do have a bunch of news. On the other side, though, after this segment, Alex Jones is going to be returning with some other major breaking news reports. And now they're claiming this individual, Sai Varshith Kandula, who rammed a U-Haul video into a structure in Washington, D.C. by the White House. I guess it was the White House gate. And then had the Nazi flag perfectly laid out. Isn't it amazing? This is the video clip we get of a Nazi flag just perfectly laid out on the ground of the U-Haul crashed into the gate there. I mean, even the crash is suspect. I just doubt the whole thing. I'm sorry. It's so absurd. It does beg a lot of questions, no doubt. But once again, this is clearly propaganda. This is clearly words have no meaning. And if anything, this is a deranged, lunatic individual that obviously has mental problems at his young age of 19. So we'll see what happens with more background information on this. But they're running their same gambit. Oh, it's a Nazi. Oh, it's a white supremacist. It's just absurd. And they don't mean Nazi. They don't mean white supremacist. That is propaganda. That is code language for Trump supporter, Christian, conservative, white man, Republican. That's what they really want you to think. That's the connection they want you to make in your head. That's why they're constantly calling those groups Nazis and white supremacists, even when they're black people or Jewish people. Yeah, a Jewish person that votes for Trump is a Nazi. Yeah, a black person that votes for Trump is a white supremacist. You liberal Democrats are sick freaks. And now you've got Representative Jaya Paul. Is she encouraging an insurrection? Is Democrat Representative Jaya Paul encouraging an insurrection in clip four?
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus, certainly the progressives, but also in the streets. You know, I mean, I think that it's important that we don't take steps back from the very strong agenda that the president himself shepherded and led over the last 2 years.
But if the president agrees to spending caps, or if he agrees to work requirements on certain social safety programs,
it's going to be a problem. We do not legislate through the debt ceiling for this very reason.
There's going to be backlash. It's going to be in the streets. It's going to be a problem. Are the liberal Democrats getting ready to peacefully riot again? Are the liberal Democrats getting ready to fiery protest again? Is another Democrat summer of rage ahead of us? Isn't it just... It's sad, though, actually. It's sad that these people are such scum. It's sad that these people are such liars, and it's sad that they, it's like they don't even have a soul, they don't even have a
a conscience. They don't even have a moral compass. They just destroy. They just lie, deceive, destroy. And they'll arrest anybody on the opposite side of the political aisle that dares steps foot outside their house in a form of peaceful political protest. But they encourage rioting and violence. And they say that's justified because you're a leftist, you're a liberal, you're fighting Nazis. All lies, all propaganda. But then when you have a real problem like this, Jose Roberto Hernandez Espinal, you won't hear about this white supremacist, being facetious, an illegal immigrant who raped a woman last Tuesday on a hiking trail. Days before that, he raped a 15-year-old girl. This happened in Montgomery County, Maryland. Jose has been in America illegally since 2013. In 2019, County Executive Mark Elrick, a far-left Democrat, made Montgomery County a sanctuary county by executive order. The order made it illegal for police to ask about immigration status or cooperate with ICE. This is what the far-left American Democrats want for us. A child was raped because the liberals put America last. But you won't hear about that. You won't hear about that criminal. You won't hear about his victims. He won't be called a white supremacist. They won't lay a Nazi flag out of the crime scene where he raped people. No, don't expect that. Now, here's Joe Biden. This guy can't stop lying. He's told this lie about a dozen times now. See if you catch the big lie that Biden keeps telling here in clip one. He's in Japan talking to troops. Here it is.
My son is a major, U.S. Army, lost in Iraq.
So, okay, there you go. That's fine. It's bad audio. He says that his son, Bo, died in Iraq. Folks, that's just a lie. It's just a flat-out lie. So is Joe Biden lying about his son for clout? For political clout? For votes? Or is Joe Biden's brain so broken, so damaged, that he actually thinks his son died in Iraq? Either way you slice it, it's not good. It's not good. Then you've got here in clip five, I guess we can get ready for more of this. Pro-abortion professor curses at pro-life students and vandalizes their table. Just put the B-roll on the screen as we go to break here. This is the left, folks. They encourage their side to get violence. They encourage their side to get violent, get radical, and commit crimes and hurt people. And they say, it's justified. You're fighting Nazis. You're fighting white supremacists. And then if a conservative steps out onto the White House grass with a sign that says free speech, well, they're going to end up in jail. And their lives are going to be destroyed and their information is going to be turned over to the FBI. So, yes, the understanding is this. The largest terrorist hate group in the United States of America is the Democrat Party. This needs to be understood and taught to our children.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to segment five of the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen has a special guest, an amazing pastor with millions and millions of viewers and listeners who's moved to Texas, who's doing a great job on the border covering what's happening there. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour in studio. But I wanted to point out to the viewers and listeners that we really are facing a satanic conspiracy. And people that hear about that on the surface who don't know history think that sounds crazy. But if you study history, every human culture goes through cycles. And during the collapse portion of the cycle, before rebirth, what can only be described as demonic, satanic cults take over. Doesn't matter if it's in ancient Asia or Africa or Europe or the Mesoamerica, the exact same thing happens over and over again. And at the heart of Hollywood and at the heart of all these systems is Satanism. There was a report on Infowars.com yesterday that I'm going to be filing a report on tomorrow because I want to put all the imagery together because there's so much of it, that Target stores haven't just come out with whole sections nationwide, worldwide, wherever they have stores, teaching girls their boys, boys their girls, and just all this other, you know, crazy dehumanization garbage. But they're also selling toys and apparel that shows guillotines. And it says, kill anti-trans. And it's not just that one shirt or that one piece of apparel. Literally, dozens and dozens of pieces of apparel, clothing, jewelry, saying, we love Satan, and we're going to start killing people that are oppressing trans. Well, the trans people are killing themselves because the drugs they're put on, how they're brainwashed. The NIH just did a big study of 200 people, and two of them committed suicide. A bunch of others are completely crazy. We're talking kids, young children, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, that they put on these drugs. So this is mind control. They take them, they tell them they're another sex. They put them on a bunch of drugs. They stunt their growth. They cause all these health problems. In many cases, they go ahead and just cut their genitals off. And then when they're unhappy and depressed, they blame society and say you're being attacked. And, of course, we now know they're suppressing the transgender attacker in Tennessee's manifesto because the word is, of course, she was anti-Christian and pissed off and also attacked the school chapel, but the media suppressed that. So openly saying they love Satanism. In fact, we'll put on screen right now that Target article from Infowars.com. I mean, go read the article and look at it. It's got more than 10 tweets in it with images of what's being sold in Target. But I spent like an hour yesterday going through the full apparel line. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's we love Satan. We love death. We're going to kill people. We're going to chop your heads off. We're going to smash your head with clubs and with hammers and with maces. We're coming. We're an army. We're going to slaughter you. This is Target doing this. Okay? They're absolutely proud of this. They are coming after our children. This is the externalization of the hierarchy, externalization of the method. This is Satanism, period. So Greg Reese did a quick report on Ricky Schroeder, who obviously is a famous Hollywood child actor, saying that they basically tried to induct him into one of these cults. And I can tell you from a lot of sources, and it's also come out, this is absolutely dead on and absolutely how they do it. And this is how they recruit you. So here's the report. We'll be back with Owen Schroyer and a special guest in studio.
Alex Jones revealed over 20 years ago how world elites reenact human sacrifice every year at Bohemian Grove.
Midsummer sets us free!
And there have been several whistleblowers reporting that satanic ritual sacrifice is at the highest levels of our society. Ritualized murder is, after all, the ultimate expression of tyranny. And as disturbing as it is to most people, it has commonly been used as a form of blackmail. Former child actor Rick Schroeder recently released a video of a childhood experience he had in Hollywood where he believes he met members of this cult.
Let me explain. When I was young, I couldn't drive yet. I was hanging out with the older guys and I'm in Point Doom. Somebody popped in a cassette tape into a VHS player, and there was a room with a body, I believe it was a male, laying on a table, and people came around the room. It was dimly lit, but they had hoods and robes on, and they had some sort of ritual where they took out a knife and they cut him down the side. It was his right side. And they took out parts of him and the blood started flowing. And they were chanting. And there was women there and they took off their clothes. And then they took the blood and they smeared it on their bodies and started to be sexual with each other. It was quite disturbing to see. And so they gave me the cassette, and I took the cassette to somebody I trusted. And we watched it. And they said, never watch that again, and give it back to whoever gave it to you. So I did that. But I was always confused about why they didn't ask where it came from. And so I believe that I met some of the cult members when I was younger. If in fact we have no accountability or justice, it could be because these people that are supposed to bring us justice and protect and defend the Constitution are corrupted by this cult. I have no fear of them. You know, I only fear Jesus. And so, perhaps whoever's investigating these folks needs to we need to go a layer below the top and come up from the mid-level, who are not cult members, been blackmailed by the cult, possibly. Because that's the only explanation I have for why we haven't had accountability and justice for what they've done to America and continue to do to America while we all just watch. So I share this with the hope that those mid-level people that are investigating in the FBI and the CIA will understand that their superiors, perhaps, will never give us justice because of the level of blackmail involved. All right, that's off my chest. That feels better. Now you all know. God bless America, and God bless those trying to defeat this cult. In Jesus' name, I give you this message. Amen.
Again, this is all just the tip of the iceberg. I want to direct all radio listeners and all TV viewers to the article on Infowars.com. I'll have it reposted on the front page. Target becomes the latest target of anti-woke boycott as it sells satanic pride LGBTQ products for kids. Now, there's hundreds of these images that are on T-shirts. Let me just show you a few. Here's a guillotine for cutting the heads off people that try to protect the children. Here's a mace they say they're going to use to bash their brains out. And here is the sickest thing, hands down, out of all these images. And it says it all. It is an adult skeleton in a church saying it's a religion, saying it's a cult. And they admit this. And actually, the T-shirts say this is a cult. This is a death cult. It's a satanic cult. Join our cult. The fires of today's trans adults will light the way for tomorrow's, and it goes on. So that's it. They're coming for your children in a satanic cult and saying it's a satanic cult and saying it's a new religion. This is real, folks. This is happening. Biggest corporations in the world are at war with us, and they serve Satan.
And we've been warning you. We've been warning about this, preparing for this. Now the mask is off, folks. The death cult is here. And, you know, sadly, most people at the bottom of the barrel on this really don't understand what they're taking part in. A gigantic blood sacrifice, a gigantic satanic ritualistic sacrifice. Turning children into eunuchs. Murdering them by the millions, calling it healthcare. It's a giant satanic death cult, folks. Controls the planet. And that's why things feel so off. And things don't seem to make sense, and people search for justice and truth in these times of confusion. It's a satanic, death cult-controlled planet that we are up against. And now, more than ever, the world is waking up to realize it. And so it's just getting more aggressive in their attacks coming after the youth.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.